good morning, how you're doing? It's a beautiful Monday morning, and we've just concluded the gubernatorial election. So far so good. There hasn't been so much violence in Lagos, but then the hustling and bustling of Lagos continues this Monday morning, and everybody seems to be at ease going up and down with their normal daily routine. So okay, like I said, it's a beautiful Monday morning. These are the tips I want you to go out there with. Tip number one, your safety first. Try as much as possible to be safe. Look around you, look to the left, to the right, you know, like when we're younger, we're told before you cross the road. If you're walking in a lonely place, be careful about your surroundings. And if you want to get into the car, look into the car and check properly. When you get into your car, first thing, close the door and shut the door before you strap in your seatbelt and you can drive. And when you're at work, make sure your seats are properly, it's okay, it's in a good condition, your monitor screen is good so you don't not, you know, damage your eyes. And if you're wearing heels, you should be minimal heels on towels, and make sure there are no water on the floor close to electrical appliances. You know, just be try and be safe, you know, and just smile, be nice to people, to clients, to your colleagues. Eat in time and take a rest when you know you need it. Also, I also want to talk about you. You are the first most important person to you, so you need to take care of yourself. You need to, you know, watch what you eat. You need to drink plenty of water and mind your business. That's inside joke anyway. You need to love yourself regardless. Low self-esteem is the first fall for anybody. You need to love yourself. Do not let the gram intimidate you or define your lifestyle. These things aren't real in particular, you know. You just have to define yourself, know what you want, and be yourself. Pray that God, you know, blesses whatever thing you're doing, and you know, so that you can make it in life. Success comes with hard work. Trust me, there are no shortcuts to successes. Do not let some social media propaganda define your lifestyle, what you wear, what you eat, how your skin should look, what makeup you should wear, hair, bags, and all of that. These things don't come easy. I mean, we've had the likes of Genevieve and Motola. They've had rough days. They started somewhere. Of course, they might have had their challenges and all of that. But then, it wasn't easy. They started somewhere. It took them a while before they shot into the limelight. So, do not let what these people wear or do on social media influence your lifestyle or define you. So you need to love yourself irrespective of the body type you have. Love yourself. For instance, I have fat arm, bulgy stomach, but you know, I realized it is me, it is who I am. I've tried as much as possible to, you know, watch what I eat. I'm not even the eating person, but I've tried as much as possible to watch what I eat, to exercise once in a while. But most importantly, I've learned to love me for who I am. And the person, the love of my life, whom I'm dating, I'm in a relationship with, loves me the way I am. And we're getting married anytime soon. So those who love you for you will come around you. And if they do not appreciate you, then they don't deserve to be in your life. This is the second safety tips to your health that I want to share with you. And thirdly, be nice to people. It is a safety tip because you might be saving somebody out there. Be nice to people. Say nice words or nice things to people. People are going through a whole lot. This is Lagos. This is Nigeria. Everywhere is hard. Everywhere is hot. Be nice to people. Do not make life complicated for anybody. Do not, you do not know what they're going through. For instance, you might see somebody who is probably not wearing makeup and like, why your face be like this now? You don't know the effort it took that person to even wear some clothes and go out or put on a smile. So know the kind of compliments you pass on to people, what you say to people, so that you do not break them down morally. or, you know, make them worse in their feelings. So this is another healthful tips that I intend to share. Do not call anybody fat. Do not tell that person skinny. She don't know what they are battling. I have a cousin who's gained so much weight because of depression, and someone like that, you go call her fat. So like, ah, babe, why you come fat like this now? She wasn't that fat naturally, but she was on some med, you know, and this makes her sleep a lot and eat a lot, and she gained weight. If you have not been depressed, you wouldn't know what it feels like. Or if you haven't been in a boat, you wouldn't know how it rocks. So please be nice to people. Know what and how you say things to people. This is going to really help a lot of people. Build people up morally, mentally, physically, spiritually. Build people up. Do not bring people down so that you can just, you know, probably feel good about yourself. I don't know why people bring others down, and this happens really amongst women. We need to take a quick stop and appreciate other people, irrespective of. Do not look down anybody. I know it might not be easy if you have a friend who is not properly dressed or something. You might want to tell them how it is. Fine, it is good if you call them to, you know, privacy, and, you know, just share these things with them and not in public, you know, publicly embarrassing them. That is really going to hurt or tear them down. So these are the three things I intend to share this Monday morning. I hope you all have a great week, and I intend to have a great week myself. So stay happy, be good, be cheerful, be nice to people, watch around you for safety, and do have a great week. Bye.